This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Christina Bellman. She is the founder and CEO of Levo. Thanks for being here, joining us from Denver.
Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you. If you could first start out by telling us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey, your background leading to starting Levo.
Sure. My background's in finance, mostly. I went to NYU Stern School of Business and was on the path to do investment banking. Did that briefly. And did pricing strategy with IBM and was there for about 5 years. But the whole time, this was my side hustle, essentially. It was an idea that I had in college that I was pursuing on nights and weekends for several years and then finally took the leap and went full-time about a year ago.
Awesome. Yeah. And for those who are not familiar, what is Levo?
Levo is a hardware unit. It's a first-of-a-kind oil infuser that you can infuse any oil or butter with any herb. And we're building a whole lifestyle brand around sort of like DIY infusion and all the different things you could do with it.
Very cool. Okay, yep. Well, we're going to dive more into that in a second. But first, we are going to kick things off with our 60-second rapid-fire CEO questions.
Sounds fun.
Starting with, who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx.
Someone is very disruptive in your company. They are great at what they do. Do you keep them or fire them?
Keep them. Bring it on.
How many hours do you sleep a night?
Six.
Do you work weekends?
What's a weekend?
What is the first thing you do when you wake up?
I call it the morning celebration. I just sort of like pause and like start, have an intention to start the day.
Morning celebration. I love that. Yeah. What rule do you live by?
You can have it all. If there's a will, there's a way.
Ooh, on a scale from 1 to 10, how weird are you?
Sometimes a 7, sometimes a 9.
It depends on the day, right?
Yeah.
When did you realize you have the strength and power to become an entrepreneur?
In a conversation with a friend of mine at Columbia University, like right before I graduated college, I was telling her about my idea and she said, just go for it. Why, you can do both. Like, go take your corporate job and also get this done nights and weekends. Like, you could do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how would you describe yourself in one word?
Focused, unless I'm not. Yes.
Focused with a little asterisk. I love it. Okay. What superhero would you want to be or what superpower would you like to have?
Add more days to the week. That would be an amazing superpower.
Time stretcher.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
So what does being an entrepreneur mean to you? And now, by the way, we're done with the rapid fire. So
okay.
You can take the time when you...
I think it just means the ability to like get things done and not need any structure. Do what you have to do to get things done, not need structure, be fueled by your own self-motivation and not by, you know, having to be pressured by any kind of infrastructure or manager or anything. Just mm-hmm. doing that yourself.
And you were in a corporate job, a more traditional job, starting your side hustle alongside your work, that is. So tell me a little bit about that transition. First of all, what was it like being an entrepreneur and working for a corporation? And then how did you gradually go off on your own?
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, I referenced earlier in the 60-second questions, my conversation with my friend in college, I was sort of having like an identity crisis even going into corporate recruiting right at the end of college. Because I had this energy that I could just sense was not going to be fulfilled and used, really. in those roles, but I also, you know, wanted to establish myself as an adult and had invested so much in my education and everything else to get started that way. So it was hard. You know, there were definitely times where it was frustrating. Like, I felt like I was, like, holding something back a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And then it was definitely difficult for a number of years, like, self-funding this and having it be my side hustle. It was definitely tiring, but then it ends up being exciting, you know, now to take the leap, so...
Any advice for entrepreneurs who are starting a business while working for another business?
Yeah, just, you know, be honest with yourself about what it really takes to do it. You truly have to be full time. So, you know, stretch it as long as you can and do what you have to do, you know, financially and everything else that you have to do, because you don't want to fall on your face. You don't want to leave too early and fall on your face. But at the same time, just know that you can't do that forever.
When did you know it was the right time to leave?
You know, when there just like weren't enough hours in a day and I was going to start, you know, I just could sense that it was all bursting at the seams. Like, it became more and more obvious for me. I actually had meetings scheduled with investors right at that moment when I like also quit. Like, I'd made sure I took it as far as I possibly could and had validated it so I'd feel confident as I could.
But, yeah. Have you ever been afraid to fail?
Oh, definitely. For sure. Yeah.
Most entrepreneurs say that. Every once in a while, I'll get like a very overly confident entrepreneur that's like, no, I've always got that.
I would like to borrow that for a little while.
Yeah, no. I think that's an important thing to reiterate for entrepreneurs watching and listening. There's always a certain degree of fear. It's just about moving past that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, for me, I feel like I did everything I could to mitigate a lot of those risks because it came from a place of fear. You know, you think about all the bad things that could happen and you try and do something to mitigate that risk. And at some point you do the best you can. It's never going to be perfect. There's still inherently so much risk in just taking the leap, but you know, you do what you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you could go back in time to your early months, what advice would you give your early entrepreneurial self?
I would tell myself to slow down. Which is something I've been advised on, you know, many times, but I think I kind of like came in really hot when I had the idea, right at the end of college before I had actually taken a full-time job and, had a lot of resources at school, you know, different professors and different, you know, groups that they had there and clubs and things like that. And I think before I was ready, just kind of burnt through a lot of those resources out of excitement. Whereas if I had been more patient, developed my materials more, flushed out the idea a little more and gotten more advice, I think I would have been able to use those resources and more and not really
so
burn
meaning,
through them.
Meaning, are you specifically speaking to your network of not like going to your network and asking for help too soon before you have maybe some more of the puzzle pieces in place?
Yeah, I think it's network. And even if there's, you know, certain like, you know, either like pitch competitions or, you know, entrepreneur centers and clubs and things like that, you know, just if there's an important contact or an intro you can get or a resource like that, I just think, you know, it's better to be patient with it and go and try and use that at the right time. Versus just rushing it, because you can lose credibility that way.
Yeah. What do you think is important to have in place before you start burning through some of those contacts?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say because I'm not one to believe in like holding yourself back or like overdeveloping materials and perfecting things. Like, that's definitely not ideal. But at least run it by a mentor or two or even a friend. Like, at least do your crash course conversations on other people and let them challenge you first so that you've kind of like worked out at least the biggest kinks.
Yeah, have the lower stake conversations first before you go to the higher stake.
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the scariest thing about working for yourself?
Scariest thing? I think the financial stress on you, on your life personally, and a little bit of the unknown there is hard, especially coming from like a corporate background where, you know, it's sort of, it's different. And your life is a little bit more secure in that sense. So yeah, I would say that's probably one of the biggest challenges.
What's the best part about working for yourself?
Definitely the authenticity behind what you do. Like, being able to do things the way that you feel is aligned with your values and things that you feel good about and standing behind them and working really hard on them versus like being imposed on having to work on something a certain way or on a different value system that is harder to stand behind.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you could create a startup toolkit, what would be inside?
Ooh. Definitely some really good mentors, preferably some people who have like been through the ringer and are willing to talk about it, that have some great spark notes. So that, some good IP, some nice IP, and it wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of cash.
Yeah, for sure. So on that note, who has been your number one mentor? And what's been the advice that they've given you?
Yeah. Honestly, some of the advice that my dad has given me, like even just growing up, has been some of the most salient advice through this whole time.
But is he an entrepreneur?
No, but he's like a very self-made person. He works at a bigger company, but mm-hmm. Sort of went from like hard hat construction worker to real estate executive. So
very cool.
Somebody like that. And his advice has been slow down. So, you know, some of that early advice where I ran through the gate, I think he kind of knew that about my personality even when I was younger and could have anticipated that. So could have heeded that advice. And also just about relationships and stuff. You know, he's always told me those would be challenging parts of work and life. So
challenging, but some of the most crucial components
for sure,
right, to
yep.
really cultivate that network in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. But mentors are absolutely key.
So what do you do for fun?
At this point, like with my current life as it is, as crazy as it is, like a great conversation and a glass of wine and some good food, that sounds like a blast to me.
You're like
right now.
Winding down.
Yeah, that sounds great. But at a different point in my life, you know, like bungee jumping, scuba diving, roller coaster, those also sound fun. But
you've got an adventure bone in you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about building the business. Sit tight. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
The deep state wants to stop Donald Trump. Now, Jerome Corsi's powerful new book, Killing the Deep State, rips the lid off the secret war against Trump. Killing the Deep State reveals for the first time the shocking facts about how the FBI, CIA, and even the media plan to block President Trump. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Newsmax says you can't ignore Killing the Deep State. Get it at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer. Go online to killingthedeepstate.com. killingthedeepstate.com.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, continuing my conversation with Christina Bellman. She is the founder and CEO of Levo. So was there a particular moment where you came up with this idea? I know that it was a while ago when you were in college, but was there something in particular that inspired it?
Yes. I was studying abroad, actually, living in a house with a bunch of other people. And there was a group of guys, really smart people who all now work at like Fortune 500 companies and whatnot, who were really struggling to make a sort of magical infused treat for a get-together. I think it was like a Super Bowl party. And they were just making a complete mess and stinking up the house and arguing and spending hours on it. And I was sort of like a fly on the wall watching, wondering, like, is this really that difficult? It's like infusing something really that hard. And took to the internet and felt like I kind of like struck oil in a way. There was just so much content, so many people talking about it. And it was sort of like sitting in front of my computer. I realized there was an unrealized opportunity that I could go after. And the ideas just started flowing at that moment.
Yeah. You know, I think entrepreneurs, because they tend to be more creative and have bigger visions, these various ideas come to them. But then the question becomes, which one do you want to run with? Which one are you passionate about that you could see, you know, really going the long haul? So what was it about this idea that made you go, this is it? I want to turn this into a thriving business.
Yeah. I think because I'm like a fairly pragmatic person, I try to mitigate risk and feel like I can, I set out on things that I can accomplish. Part of it was, I feel like I could do this. Like I saw a solution in my head to the problem that I felt really confident about, which
you
got me more excited.
Opportunity based upon your research.
Yeah. And felt like I had the resources and the capability to do it. And also it was something that, like I'm passionate about like health and natural wellness and things like that. And I felt like it really fit into that and would feel good to do. And it felt tangible as well. You know, there was something about finance that was always kind of like intangible to me. And it felt exciting to like build real value in something that I could see and affect people's lives and things like that.
Yeah, cool. So how did you get the capital to start the company?
I self-funded it from 2011 to 2016, all the way up to the point where I needed to make like the first capital expenditure on like the molds and tools for the physical appliance. And that was like all the prototyping and the initial IP and things like that. So I self-funded to then. And then before we did a pre-order campaign, I raised a small angel round to get started.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our entrepreneurs are bootstrapping their businesses in the beginning. Any advice for making your money stretch a little bit further?
Yeah. I mean, definitely ask for help. Get warm introductions. That tends to have a discounting effect on various things that you need.
And goes back to building up that network.
Yeah, definitely. And just be scrappy. Like, you know, it's amazing how much you can do yourself if with a little bit of research and asking someone who's done it before.
A lot of being an entrepreneur is being a student and learning new skills.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And a lot of times on our team, we talk about like rubbing sticks together to make fire. Like it's actually not easy, but if you keep at it, you know, you could do it and do it yourself. So
yeah, I love that. That's a good way of putting it. So do you have any key business partners that really help you keep the train moving?
So it's just me. I'm a sole founder, but I have an amazing team around me, and I love having it.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your team, kind of the various departments that they encompass and what their roles are.
Yeah, we have like a head of marketing, product, operations, and those are the main three kind of core team functions as a hardware company that we need. And then kind of around us, we have designers and people that help us with some other production management stuff. And that's probably a staff of like seven people at this point.
Yeah, awesome. So when you're considering hiring, what are you looking for?
People that are truly interested in the idea and like sink their teeth into it, and they just kind of get it and see past where it is now and kind of understand that there is a long-term vision. You can kind of tell when someone really sees that and isn't stuck in like the present. So I guess there's that. And then also just fit with the team. Our most recent hire, I remember like making the decision in my head once I saw, you know, that person among the team and just felt the right fit and all that synergy.
So do you guys actually have an office, or are they remote employees?
So we have a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. We're kind of all over the place, but we do have HQ is Denver, and we do have an office.
And how important would you say work culture is to you?
Very important. Yeah.
How would you describe yours?
Fun, honestly. I think it's really important to make things fun. We have a fair amount of inside jokes, and we can make light of things, but also like very dialed in. Each person is on their own mission and has, you know, a very clear role and can kind of operate in their own. If they want to put their blinders on and just do a whole day on their own, there's not too much overlap. Mm-hmm. But then also we have so many points where we come together and we collaborate, and then when we do that, we really enjoy it.
And it can be fun. Yeah. What's been the biggest challenge so far?
Probably, for me, accepting things that I can't change, and that sometimes things are out of my control, and just kind of embracing that and sort of
having to let go a little bit.
Yeah.
What has been the biggest success?
For us, the business securing distribution was huge, like that validation for the business and just the sheer volume and sales, and really getting that momentum to reinvest in other things that we want to do was huge.
And what would you say in general is your definition of success? Like, how do you measure it? Is it by customer satisfaction? Is it from raising money? You know, what would you say it is for you?
There is no money without customers. So it kind of all begins there. So I would say, you know, customer satisfaction and pent up demand and sheer demand would definitely be an attribute of success for us. Yeah.
So do you guys have any competition in the space? Are you the first, or are you having to differentiate yourselves?
So in our space, we're the only one with IP, and we're truly a new appliance. Mm-hmm. So it is a first of a kind. It is a first of a kind appliance. There's some indirect competition in the space of like repurposed other kinds of appliances.
Sure.
But I think what makes us unique is our branding and our IP.
And are you wanting to be seen as innovative and disruptive? And if so, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, for sure. I think so. I want, you know, I let it be known that we're the first, you know, the first people doing this, and we're doing it differently. And we run very differently as a company in our space. That's definitely important to us and part of our brand.
Yeah. What would you say has been the biggest lesson that you've learned so far?
The biggest lesson? Definitely just slowing down and the importance of just surrounding yourself around good people. That's just as important as all the hard work and everything else to be sustainable.
Yeah. Would you say that you've reached the goals that you originally set out to achieve, or are you ahead of them, behind? Where are you at with them?
So actually we're ahead of the first model that I ever made. So the first like financial model that I sat down and made to raise the very first funds, we're a little bit ahead of that, which is a really exciting thing looking back on this year for us.
Cool, very cool. So lastly, we'll just end on a fun note, and that is, if you were not an entrepreneur, what role would you want to have? What position in the world?
Probably something like with animals, like rescuing animals, saving animals. I'm a huge like animal lover, so something like that. Awesome. I would probably indulge in that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah,
really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
You bet. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Nancy O'Connell is joining us right now. She's the co-founder of Wine Crasher. Nancy, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So what is Wine Crasher? Obviously, it's in the wine business, but what do you guys do?
So we are a wine retail company with the premise of Priceline and Hotwire behind it to kind of sell wine in a way to secure the lowest prices in the market, withhold producer information, and give people a surprise.
Perfect. So I'm going on your website to look up my favorite wine or wines, and you guys on winecrasher.com essentially helped me find my favorite wine for the best price? Kind of like favorite hotel for the best price?
I know. We will try. We right now what we have is a website with a store of wines that you can go peruse through.
It's not all the world's wines, but you guys are building the platform out.
Yes, but we are building the platform out. Right now it's things that we've gone through and tasted that we enjoy. They're critically rated from Wine Spectator. Exactly, all the time. like right now.
Like right now, we're hammered.
Exactly. I need more wine.
No, I told you, next time bring the wine for us, okay?
I promise. But what we have is a store of wines that we have gone through and tasted. Mm-hmm. They're rated from Wine Spectator, Robert Parker, Venice Media, and Berghound to secure really that it's, and really make people feel comfortable that it's not just me selling the wine or Neve selling the wine. Okay. It's critically rated. You can see it. You can figure it out.
So what I love about what you said is that, you know, one of the reasons why you don't have all the wines in the world on there yet is because your quality standard where the bar is set is you actually make sure that you're tasting it.
Yes.
And that you, as one of the co-founders, believe in the quality of the product you're putting on your site.
Yes. I have a hard time selling things that I don't fully believe in.
We all do, unless we're just pathological liars, right?
That'd be terrible. But I do really want to believe in the products that we have. And so it's nice to be able to have a store that people can look at if they have questions about it. We're huge encouragers of reaching out. It's, we talk about having that personal service. And I think a lot of people always claim to be personal service, but we truly encourage our customers to reach out, ask questions, tell us what they're looking
for. You say that now until you guys get too big.
No, I love that. I love the personal connection.
So outside of being able to be drunk all the time, it's your favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
What else inspires you and keeps you excited about your business?
I love to read about the wine industry. I think it's always changing. It's ever evolving. Especially right now, Napa Valley's going through harvest, and I love just kind of the buzz around the valley. So that keeps me going.
What are you guys looking to do to grow? You know, at the end of the day, having a company and being able to actually sustain it, that's one thing. And then having a company and be able to scale it is a whole nother thing. So what are some of the strategies and tactics you guys have in place to help you scale and grow your business to where we both know it's capable of going to?
That's why I'm the co-founder. I don't think about those things. No,
you just drink the wine.
I just drink the wine.
Okay.
I buy the wine.
It's a good role to be in.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think Neve and I have a pretty good idea of some of the things we want to be able to do. We want to be able to gain enough trust from our clientele that, you know, aside from bringing critically rated awesome wines, that they learn to trust our palates and our judgment as well, so that we can have wines later that might not be rated and things that are super awesome that they're totally missing. So I think we would really like to get to that point. We just launched a wine club, so it's fun to have that personal connection with our clients that way and kind of keep things focused on a wine club. I think nowadays you look at wine awesomeness or Club W or all of these other wine clubs that are out there, and we want to be a little different than them. We want to sell critically rated wines, things that people know. These producers have been, some of the Italian producers that we've been selling, they've been in business and been making wine since the 1700s. So it's nice to be able to look back and say, you know, we have history, we have all of these things. So I think that's what we want to grow as our wine club.
So how are you actually going and getting these relationships? Because that sounds like the key. You've got to put a lot of work in to go out and get all of these different partnerships and companies and distributions. And, you know, you were saying 1700, some of these wines have been around. So how do you go and build these different partnerships and relationships?
So right now in Napa Valley and kind of everywhere in the wine industry, you deal with distributors and brokers or importers.
Is everyone
all
just
sorts
drunk?
Of things? Yes, all the time. Haven't you figured it out? No. Okay. So we
the
have
one
all
common
of,
theme amongst the one, whole industry.
Exactly, it's alcohol.
Alcohol.
Working with distributors and everything right now has kind of been the base of where we are. We're hoping to get our licensing for doing direct imports as well to really go through and be able to go to areas and select wines. We've also been working with a few importers that import direct and kind of creating relationships that way.
Nice. So just some grassroots stuff going back to the basics.
Keeping it old school. It's all about people connections.
What about company culture? I'm always, you know, really interested to know how companies are structuring their business. What is it like, especially in the wine space? You know, are you guys, you know, drinking wine on Fridays, keeping it casual? If I go to your office, what's it going to be like?
Oh my gosh. Well, my office is actually my kitchen, which is pretty amazing.
That's nice.
It's great.
Eat and drink.
I can whenever I want. We are, a bicultural company. So my founder, Neve Nissenson, is based in Tel Aviv, and I'm based in the heart of Napa Valley.
So you get to deal with the difference.
So we get to deal with different time zones and all sorts
fun.
Of things. It's kind of nice in the wine industry nowadays to, and kind of just being in that tech space, you can work from wherever. You don't have to be chained to a desk. You can kind of do, you know, what you do wherever you are. I like to get up and move around a lot. So for me, I pick up my stuff and I go to where I feel comfortable.
Well, I love what you're all about, because living remotely is truly where entrepreneurship is heading. Co-founder of Wine Crasher, Nancy O'Connell, is joining us right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Wine Crasher is essentially wine, but like Priceline.com. You can get the best wines at the best price.
Exactly.
And you're only getting more and more wines on there every day, every week. So I'm excited to see you guys blow up.
Thanks.
But so we're talking about, you know, some of the things you guys are doing. Your business is from your house. Love that. Same thing for me. working remotely is, you know, what really gives me my passion is that I have the laptop lifestyle. I can go anywhere I want.
Yes.
For you, how are you actually managing the relationship with your husband? I mean, you work at home, so that's great. But a lot of times I see people where they focus so much on business and their health starts to deteriorate. They focus so much on business and then their relationship starts to deteriorate with their significant other or their children. So how do you and your husband make sure that you two are having an amazing life and relationship while you also focus on building this amazing company?
Well, the best part about the wine industry, I think, is just the culture itself. It's always, I think when people really think about wine, they think about getting together with friends, cooking, having a good time, sitting around a table and just kind of hanging out. So I like to keep it lighthearted and fun, I think is the really big deal.
You seem very uptight and so strict and stressed.
Totally. Crack the whip. No, for me, it's really just about knowing at what time I'm going to be working, when I know I need to get things done and really kind of chaining myself to my area to just get stuff done. And then at a certain time during the night, I just put everything away. I don't want to see it. I want to have my life. I want to be able to relax and enjoy spinning, cooking with friends, hanging out, all of that stuff.
So much more lifestyle driven.
Definitely.
Okay.
I think wine itself is such a lifestyle thing. So if I'm going to be involved in an industry like that, I want to make sure that I myself am living it. So,
well, I think you're doing a phenomenal job at
that.
Have you ever had mentors that have really impacted you on your journey, whether it's your parents, friend, business partner, co-founder, maybe just even some people don't realize, but some of the best mentors ever are just in books. So has there been a mentor that's really had an impact on your life?
100%. And actually two of them are in the industry up in Napa Valley. One of them actually has his own retail company, which is amazing. And I was working with them. I was their second employee and I was there for about 3.5 years.
Wow.
And
where you really got started?
Where I got kind of when I was in Napa Valley, kind of where I felt myself really becoming who I was going to be. And it was just such a moment of really feeling like such a sponge, just absorbing everything that I possibly could.
And then you're like, I'm going to become your competitor.
I know. And it's such a friendly environment though, too. So it's really nice to be able to engage with them and talk with them. And they perpetually are keeping me on my toes, which is wonderful. And then I had worked for a winery and I was doing wholesale and direct-to-consumer sales, and the general manager there, just someone who was really, truly, really pushed me to think and to kind of embrace the don't be like everyone else, just become who you are. And so it was always really nice to be able to have those kind of conversations. So those two people really mean something to me.
So you had those two mentors that had a huge impact on your life.
Yeah, huge.
Now let's be a mentor for yourself. So, you know, I don't know about you personally, but if I could go back and sit down with myself when I first started my business, there's a few things, maybe a lot of things that I would share with myself.
Dear younger me.
Dear younger me, here's what you need to know from future me. So from your perspective, if you could go back and sit down with yourself, when you were getting started. What's maybe one big thing that you'd want to share with yourself that you wish you knew starting out?
Oh, man.
Don't be drunk all the time on the job.
I know, exactly.
That's the obvious one.
Put down the glass. No, I think if anything, the one thing that I would tell myself and kind of like looking back is push yourself. Keep pushing yourself. There were times, I think, in my life where instead of pushing myself to stick something out or just, you know, just keep trying, it was just so much easier to back away. And I don't think that that was necessarily a great thing, but it did make me who I am. So I'm super grateful for those moments. But at the same time, it definitely made me think, push yourself, get outside your comfort zone, work harder, be different, you know, and just try to go that way. So
what are you most excited about for the future as you continue to push yourself out of your comfort zone?
I'm looking forward to being able to look back and look at all the things I've learned. I think it's been such an experience, and it's been a ride, and it's something that I've enjoyed. It's been really hard. It really pushes you emotionally. It kind of pushes you to your wit's end where you think, oh my God, is this actually going to happen? Are we actually doing this? And then it's very rewarding. It's kind of gives you a sense of pride. So
there's a saying out there, and it's called 80% of success is your mindset. 20% of success is the mechanics and the strategies.
Yep.
Do you align with that? Do you think that most of success in life is between the ears?
Totally. I think it is. I think also when you push yourself into thinking that, you're going to make yourself work harder because you put into it what you get out of it what you put into it. And I think that's really a big deal.
So 80% of success is psychology and the mindset. 20% is the mechanics and the strategies.
Totally.
Co-founder of WineCrasher.com, which is basically Priceline.com, but for wine, Nancy O'Connell, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at BusinessRockstars.com.
A few years back, I founded a small company. Now it's a big company. The main reason? Because we've always been innovative thinkers, especially when it came to our website and technology integrations. That's why when we saw our business start to accelerate, we partnered with AmericanEagle.com to develop a total digital solution. AmericanEagle.com took the time to learn our business goals, then helped us put a long-term strategy in place that would scale with our growth. They delivered a full suite of services from development and design to coding and hosting, which means our one point of contact understood the full scope of work. Best of all, when the project was done, our dedicated account manager and maintenance team were available 24/7 for support. So here's a small piece of advice from one innovative thinker to another. Don't hire a website company. Hire a strategic business partner. AmericanEagle.com. Give them a call at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW, the number one, and take your business to new heights.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use.
but you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is CEO Roundtable, one of our favorites. David Erickson is here, the CEO and founder of FreeConferenceCall.com, and our friend Sean Neff from Neffware, the CEO and founder of that. Guys, welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks
good,
for being
good
here.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about corporate culture. How did you build a culture around the FreeConferenceCall.com? What is the culture?
Yeah, the culture is I believe that I want the minds of the people. I don't want to come in and micromanage people and set on them how they, you know, I was very free to work the way that I, you know, worked, and that's how I found my success, and I try and breed that in the company. So it gets a little crazy. But I think all in all, we have a very diverse culture and everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And yeah. I think that's what gets the best creative thinking.
And Sean, in Headwear, the culture is off the charts, right?
Around yeah. I mean, for us, it's,
I'm not saying you're square, but it's a different business.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of very young employees and a lot of them fit the lifestyle, right? Yeah. I mean, you come to the Neff office and there's wetsuits, you know, all over people's hoods of their car, and they're surfing before work, and we've got Slurpee machines and, you know, ping pong. So, I mean, us, we're trying to keep those young kids entertained. So it's a very free-flowing,
kind of a millennial-based
100%
culture. When you look for new employees, let's hope you don't have to look for an employer. what do you look for?
I'm looking for passion and enthusiasm. Because I don't think those are the things that you can train people to do the tasks.
You can't teach passion.
You can't teach that. So I'm looking for somebody that's already motivated, right?
And how do you do that? I mean,
well, it's tricky. It's hit and miss.
I think it's part of being a good CEO, right?
Yeah, it's a numbers game, and ultimately you've got to kind of, you know, bring people in and then trim a little bit, but. You know, you can't always get it right. You know, I always say salespeople are either selling the customer or they're selling you. Right. And when they're selling you, it's difficult because.
But you can tell, right? You have an instinctive, like, would you hire me?
In a second, okay. I'd hire you.
That pause was almost.
You've
too
done
long
something right.
How about you, Sean?
Well, I would hire you. I'd start the roller skating team, right? And put you as the
rollerblading.
And there we go.
The roller derby. That's
we'd launch that collaboration real quick. For me, it's, I like to rely heavily upon kind of, I'm not a big resume guy and like, blah, right. Where you been, where you go to college. And, But for me, I like to see people that have worked at other places for a long period of time, right? That's always the biggest red flag is, you know, their place, you know, they're here for 4 months and they're somewhere for 8 months and they're jumping around. I mean, I almost never hire anyone that jumps around. So I look for someone that has a skill base that's already worked at another company and then, you know, call on some key references. I mean, I think the times that I've just hired people off my gut in a good conversation without checking references has come back to bite me a couple times. So I think referencing and really vibing out kind of how they worked in another culture. And it doesn't mean, I mean, there's people I've hired that have crushed it at some of the, you know, billion-dollar companies to run my sales. And then they come and they're just a flop at my company. So it not always works out, but I like to check references and kind of look at their past history. And I think it's just a vibe, depending on what you're hiring them for. There's different skill sets to look at, right? Like talking about sales, if you can have a great conversation with the guy and you vibe well and he's almost selling you on five things in the room, then he's probably a good salesman.
Let's solve this whole resume deal. I get a lot of them too, and I get people send me their tapes. And I don't think I've looked at more than 5 seconds of each tape. If I don't like the guy or what on the tape, but what do you even want a resume or would you rather? Do you need to know they were in the Spanish club?
No, I mean, I think resume is a point of reference and gets a conversation going with someone. And every once in a while, you see something unique or something special on a resume. But for the most part, you know, I'm looking to have a discussion with them. I'm looking to find out where they are. I'm looking to kind of get an insight of, you know, where they want to be in 5 years. And I'm kind of looking for the best 5 years of their life.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is CEO Roundtable, Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. David Erickson is here, and Sean Neff from Neffware and from freeconferencecall.com. Did you ever envision yourself as a CEO, or are you one of those guys that said, someday I'll run my own company?
No, I was an idea guy, and I wanted to build networks. I like racks full of equipment, blinking lights, those kind of things. And
who doesn't?
You know, a high take rate on a service, but the idea, we're currently at about 140 employees, and that's, you know, I never thought, hey, I want to manage a bunch of people or, you know, work on all of the things that a CEO does and, you know, outside of the development of the product.
Right. I know you did, right? You imagined yourself in this creative position where you want something and you're going to offer it to people, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, it's funny. And I look at a bit of the change, you know, what a traditional CEO is. And there's a lot of versions of what a CEO does, right? And some CEOs are the face of brands and it's more of a show up, do the PR, do the CEO. But then there's others that are true operators, right? And I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, I caught myself like reading Jack Welch books and being like, oh, I'm gonna be a great CEO. And I look back at myself then going, what were you thinking? So for me,
by the way, Jack's a dear
amazing
friend of mine.
Oh, really?
An amazing guy.
Yeah, amazing human.
Brought that company from 70 million to 700 billion.
It's ridiculous. And I think for me, it's learning kind of what your skill sets are and what you like to do.
He would
like,
say that,
do I like sitting here being like Mr. CEO and day-to-day managing the organization? And I have similar employee count of him and we're in 60 countries and there's a lot going on. So I've actually hired a president that runs kind of the day-to-day ops of our business. And I'm more of the traditional CEO of vision and direction and branding and marketing and new product innovation. So I think the definition of CEO is different in all organizations, but me as a human looking forward, I definitely don't want to be a guy that's running the day-to-day ops 9 to 5. I mean, that's just not
many
funnest.
People do anymore. I mean, as the position of CEO has been changing every month, it seems to me, doing this show. There we are, CEO Roundtable. Thanks, gentlemen. This has been CEO Roundtable. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This has been Business Rockstars. We'll see you next time.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
BizTalk Radio.